California Governor Gavin Newsom has appointed his Secretary of State, Alex Padilla, to take Kamala Harris's seat in the U.S. Senate when she becomes vice president next month. In an interview with KQED's Scott Schaefer, Padilla reflected on his career.
To think that in one generation, you know, my family's gone from being the cooks and the house cleaners to now not just serving as one of the constitutional officers for the state of California, but being a member of the United States Senate.
Scott Schaefer is politics editor at KQED and host of Political Breakdown. And Scott, Padilla making history here. He's going to become the first Latino senator from California. Tell us more about him and what kind of reaction you're hearing.
Yeah, well, Padilla's 47 years old, so pretty young by Senate standards. Parents both born in Mexico. He grew up in Los Angeles. As you heard, his parents were working class. Padilla left California to go to MIT. He actually has a degree in engineering, but his passion was clearly politics. Shortly after college, he went to work as an assistant to Dianne Feinstein in the U.S. Senate. And at the ripe old age of 26, he got elected to the L.A. City Council, quickly rose to become president, and then he was off to Sacramento, where he was in the state legislature, and then Secretary of State, which is where he is now. The reaction's been mostly positive. You know, it's historic, but there's been some criticism from some who wanted him to name a black woman to the seat.
Well, let's talk about that, because now this means that there will no longer be any black woman in the United States Senate when Kamala Harris becomes vice president. What more can you tell us about that debate?
Well, there was a lot of pressure on Newsom even before the election, before it was clear that Kamala Harris was going to become vice president, you know, for all the reasons you would expect. But, you know, Newsom and Padilla have been very longtime political allies, going all the way back to when Gavin Newsom was mayor of San Francisco. And he likes to make history, Gavin Newsom does, and this is a historic appointment. And also, you know, Padilla is going to have to run on his own in 2 years when Kamala Harris's term is up. He's already run twice statewide. He's got good name ID, the ability to raise money, and he knows how to legislate. So I think, you know, although Newsom was pulled in different directions, he ended up with Padilla. And I think by and large, the reaction has been pretty positive.
And less than a minute here, but how do you think he might continue or break with the legacy left by Senator Harris?
Well, you know, he got into politics because of some of the anti-immigrant ballot measures in California. He's got the perspective of someone who's the son of immigrants, working class. So I would describe him as a pragmatic progressive, liberal on issues like climate change and the environment, gun control. But he's going to be pretty cautious, I think, like Newsom and Kamala Harris on the issues like Medicare for All, the Green New Deal. I don't think you're going to see him taking a far left position on issues like that.
KQED's Scott Schaefer, thanks so much.
You're welcome.